It is a video of our very own Brandon Tierney eating a pen and it exploding in his mouth. Okay? BT's one of those guys. He's got the pen, you know, it's like in his hand. It's like in his mouth. I think Bob Dole used to have the pen flying around all over the place. And BT accidentally got very aggressive. I don't know what they were talking about. He bit down on the pen and the ink went everywhere. I find the video very funny. I've enjoyed it. I've actually watched it like four times. Okay? So big fan of the video. So I click on the video and after about two tweets, you get like an ad. And you know what ad showed up? It makes me think like it's so weird how they come up with this. How you can buy the official Donald Trump executive order pen. Mm-hmm. Own the same pen President Trump uses. And I'm like, how does that come up right after a pen explodes in BT's mouth?
The most important day in the history of our country.
Like, is there some kind of algorithm that gets us there?
Yeah, probably, yes.
Oh, because the word pen was written and somehow that linked to the executive order pen.
Did we just witness someone come to terms with this? Like, just some in his mind, it just clicked. Oh, we used the word pen, and so they sent me an article with pen.
It was like Columbus discovering America.
I just find the whole thing fat. Think about this. Brandon Tierney eating a pen and having it explode on his face just gave Donald Trump $50.
Because
someone bought the pen. Somebody was, hey, I got to see BT.
Was it BT? He needs a new pen.
He needs a new pen. He bought the executive order pen.
Do you think the ad is there because they used the word pen in the description?
Is that what happened?
I would imagine so. Oh.
Nestor Cortez.
By the way, not political, but speaking of Donald Trump and speaking of Joe Biden, who as of right now are both our nominees.
Yeah.
Donald Trump had a rally a few days ago. I know this starts off like, oh, God, what's he doing?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking
about. Donald Trump said something. I want to play this for you because I am so fascinated by if you would watch this, okay?
Okay.
This is a challenge laid out by the former president.
All right, Chris will appreciate.
You don't have it, Rosie?
Chris will appreciate this being the board up for Carter Roberts. Now, Loogie, the board
tremendous.
Up.
Tremendous. Thank you. He was just in here bitching about spots for the commercial breaks, and now he gets thrown to and doesn't have the cut. This is great.
You gave this clip great. To Connor yesterday. This is Paul Rosenberg today, Sunshine.
All right, you know what? If we don't need the clip, I will quickly describe it, if that's better for you.
We will get it for you in 1 second. We have it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here is the challenge that was laid out by the former president to the current president.
I'm also officially challenging Crooked Joe to an 18-hole golf match right here.
Okay. Now, politics aside, okay, because most Americans don't like either, but I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that like either.
Right. Between them and Loogie, I'm very concerned of the future.
Okay. If that happened, like if Joe Biden, the president of the United States, said, you know what? There's been a lot of talk that I'm old. I mean, he is, but you know what I mean? Yeah. There's a lot of talk that, you know, I'm going to accept this challenge.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the former president in an 18-hole game of golf.
Yes.
And some network says I'm airing it. Basically, every network airs it.
Oh, of course.
How big a rating would that get?
Enormous.
Enormous?
Huge. You don't think people would watch that?
Senior citizens playing golf against each other. The most boring sport ever created.
I don't know if you've ever been more wrong about something in your life. You don't think Donald Trump versus the president in a golf match would not draw attention? What are you, nuts?
No, it would draw attention. Do you think that would get like a Super Bowl rating?
It would get an enormous rating. I don't know about the Super Bowl necessarily, but it might.
Now, here's
it would
where,
be enormous. It would be the biggest thing on television this year, other than maybe the Super Bowl.
Now, I got to admit, and I'm big into politics. So I was watching, you know, the speech that or the press conference the president had yesterday, stuff Trump said, stuff RFK says. I'm into this crap.
Yeah.
I have no interest in that. Like, I do not think for a second I would want to watch these two old men play golf and then argue about who's lying about
their
scorecard.
Like, you're acting like this is Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. They just had the debate. It's the biggest thing on television.
I watched the debate.
Yeah.
But this is different. This is golf.
It would be hilarious to see Donald Trump trash talk Joe Biden on the golf course. Come on.
It would get bigger ratings than the Super Bowl.
It would be the biggest thing.
It would get bigger. More people would watch that than the Super Bowl, and I don't even think it would be close.
Now, the reason why you guys may indeed be right is I posed this question to a few people yesterday after I had heard this clip, and the guy I really wanted to pose it to is someone who actually doesn't know Joe Biden is the president. Someone who still thinks Donald Trump is the guy from Home Alone 2. And that person is, of course, WFAN's very own Sal Licata. does not know either guy. He actually told me he thinks Clinton is still president. I'm just kidding. I'm going a little too far. But Sal will certainly admit to you, not in politics at all.
Okay.
Has no idea what's going on.
Right.
And so I said to Sal, let me ask you a question. He's like, yes, Evan. I said, Biden and Trump play 18 holes of golf. Would you watch it? And Sal was like, yeah. And I couldn't believe it. If Sal's watching it, then I guess America would watch this.
Of course America would watch it.
I'd be the one guy watching DVR. I'd ignore that.
Oh, you're out of your mind. You would watch it. You're so
would I?
Crap. Yes, you would.
Yes, you would.
Of course you would.
They can barely move.
It would
move.
Be the big. It would
That's
be the
why
biggest
you would watch
thing.
It. That's I mean, why.
No, it has nothing to do with not moving. It's just that it's the president of the United States. It's the two guys going against each other. It's the biggest battle we've seen since Rocky IV. I mean, you got to. It's unbelievable. What do you mean?
The biggest battle since Rocky
IV. I mean, listen, of course. You don't agree?
Oh, no. I'm all on your side on this one, Mac.
Especially
if they're mic'd up. The worst slice in the history. Yeah. Mine is the best. Like
I'd be dying to see it. First of all, they both brag about their golf games. Let's see who's being truthful. Like, let's see it. I mean, you know, Donald Trump won his country club's competition or whatever, and it wasn't the senior one. It takes mind, and, you know, it's ridiculous.
There was this big dump. Where did it come from?
That would be enormous. You're out of your mind. That would be the biggest thing on television.
That'd be so 2024 if that's what we end up getting. And it's like an elimination match. Whoever wins, the loser goes home.
That's what they should do. That's what they should do.
The loser is no longer the party's nominee.
And I think Trump wants to give him 20 strokes.
Is that what he said?
I think he said he wants to give him a 20-stroke head start.
Yeah. No, but to watch, you know, I mean, listen, Donald Trump is whatever you think about him. I mean, he draws attention. He's must watch. Like, it's just the idea of those two after the debate, after the nonsense of them challenging each other, to see those two guys hit the golf course, and you know what Trump is going to do and say. He's going to trash talk them the whole time. They're going to be going back and forth with each other. I mean, that would be the...
You're probably right. Oh, I'm just telling you, I would not care. No. I care about this stuff, and I don't care. I just don't care about old people playing golf against each other. Maybe I got to get over it. Toll-free number, 888-808-1019.
Just old people. Like, they're not, you know, the leader of the free world. I mean, what are you talking about?
Do you think Obama...
It's not your uncle.
Do you think Obama versus Bush would get a big golf
round? No, not now.
That wouldn't do it for
you? No, because it's about who we're talking about.
See, I'd be more likely into that one. I'd be
Why?
Like, because they're a little bit
You're
younger.
I can't take you, man. You are the only person on freaking Earth that would have this conversation about the golf show and take it in the view of which one would I get better golf from. Like, what are you, nuts?
Can you imagine if TNT had the match? Barkley is there, Ernie is there, and they're all doing this? They're all broadcasting?
Did you
It'd
notice
be great.